Now, I'd like for us to look at one other item for today that has to do with how we live and how we're doing and how decisions impact us. One of the decisions that was recently made was that we would have a tax credit cap for funding of scholarships for private school increased from $58 million to $100 million. This is just in the state of Georgia. Tax credit cap. At one point, the most that that tax credit would be $58 million. Now it's going up to $100 million. And basically, essentially what would be happening is this. Organizations will be able to provide scholarships to private schools. In return, they'll be able to receive tax credits for their donations. Now, some people say that, you know, part of the problem with these private school and charter school programs is that monies are being diverted from public schools to fund these private schools. Well, how so? If indeed that is the case, how so? And some are saying that public resources have historically been diverted to private schools in a number of ways, from tax exemptions to grants. Legislators have found creative ways, the legislators, the lawmakers, particularly state lawmakers, have found creative ways to funnel taxpayer dollars into private schools. Over the last few years, the nation has seen the rise of vouchers and tax credits, and most recently, education savings accounts. And they say that these policies have primarily caused trouble for the South, though that has slowly been changing. New York State in 2015 was considering a proposal to enact tax credit scholarships. So, tax credit scholarships grant tax credits, which some say are the equivalent of cash, to corporations and individuals who donate to organizations that provide private school scholarships. The amount depends on the specific policy, but in some instances, donors receive 100% of the money they donated, with limits, back in the form of tax credits. Interesting how they're coming up with ways to motivate people to give to the private sector. And of course, money does matter. Despite the fact that some people say money does not matter, notice it's only when you start talking about increasing the funding to the public school systems, especially public schools in the inner city, that some people say money doesn't make a difference. And you look at how they treat money when it comes to bolstering the private school situation. Education savings accounts, they're similar to vouchers. So what's happening with the vouchers? Well, they allow families to spend taxpayer dollars at schools of their choice, including private schools. They allocate to families the money that the district would have spent educating their child in the form of a voucher, which can then be used to pay for private school tuition and fees. Education savings accounts. Now, I hear you loud and clear. I hear you loud and clear. I mean it. Choice. Options. And if we can come up with a way to make it more affordable for people to get their children out of the public school situation and into a private school situation, isn't that a good thing? Well, maybe not if it means taking money, more money, out of public schools that are already hurting financially. I mean, think about what we've been hearing about the plight of public schools, even in predominantly white suburbanite communities. There's just too much of this situation wherein teachers are using their personal funds that they need to be using for their own families in this terrible situation that we find ourselves in, especially post the Great Recession, that we still have not been empowered to fully recover from. Unemployment is down, but income is still down too. People are still hurting financially. And we have so many teachers in schools of color, white schools, you name it, spending their own hard-earned dollars to try to bolster their own classroom situations, trying to afford their children, their students, the best educational opportunity that they can possibly bring to them. And why are the teachers, so many teachers, using their own personal credit cards, going into their own accounts? Because there's not enough money in the school system. Period. Finally, fully funded. School system finally fully funded for the first time in years. And that's a good thing. But what about these years that we have been underfunded? And what's going to happen after this year? So taking money out of the public school system. And again, people would say, hey, look, money doesn't matter. It's all about the effort that people put in. And if that's true, the money doesn't matter, why do those same people make it their business to funnel as much money as possible into the school situations that they champion? Charter schools, private schools. Why not just let those private schools and the children who go there struggle financially, the way the school systems and some of the people who attend public schools struggle financially? If money really doesn't matter, if that's really true, why not let them struggle with the private school system and just do the best they can with what they have, which is what a lot of our leaders want for the public school system. And not only do they want that, but they want to take from them some of what they already have to make their situation worse. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if our political leaders can come up with ways to fund private schools, they can certainly come up with ways to much better fund public schools. I am so grateful that we'll have full funding for our public school systems for the first time in many, many, many years. And remember, decisions were made to keep these schools underfunded all these years. Hopefully, we'll have all of our political leaders of every political persuasion pushing just as hard to help all of our public school system thrive as they are to help the private school systems thrive. What are the chances of that happening, though, in the real world?